This is a HeadGum Original.
Oh my God. People, we are back. I am Yasser Lester. He is...
I'm Isaiah Lester.
We're brothers. And welcome to, I would say, one of the biggest collabs in history. A collab between Yasser and Isaiah. A collab between HeadGum and StockX. Welcome to History of Heat. So Isaiah, we've been at this whole podcasting thing for a minute. And we've been trying to break down, dissect, and deconstruct this Heat game. You know what I'm saying? What Heat means, you know, how we got here and where it's going next.
So we've talked about skating, we've talked about streetwear, we've talked about trading cards, comic books, toys, the whole expanding universe of the Heat culture.
You know, but Isaiah, in all this, there's this background of this whole conversation, the dark matter, if you will, this whole conversation. You
the
know.
Gully. The gully of the conversation.
it's like an ambient humming noise. Here's my question to you. If you had to do an ambient humming noise for what you think the background of this show is, what would you do? What would the noise be for you?
I can't make the noise physically, It would be a broken air conditioner.
Oh, okay. So
yes. It's like this needs Freon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. Mine's like a...
Okay.
It's like a...
That's like a singing pitch. I feel like
right,
it's not a hum.
But it's like, yeah, but imagine if a broken air conditioner sounded like it was singing. That's what mine is. It's so stupid. But in the background of this conversation, you know, have been collabs. You know, everything we've talked about touches on this. And we've talked about a lot of different collabs on the show, right? Cause Jordan collabs, or you know, Damien Hirst Vans collabs, or just how sneakers connect to skate culture, you know, Yeezy, Gap, Bobby Hundreds and Tops, Off-White, Nike. But we wanted to devote a whole episode to collabs, but collabs, in my very expert opinion, Isaiah, are like the engine that keep the whole thing moving forward.
It's how sneakers connect to the art world, like the Cause Jordan collab or the Damien Hirst Vans collab. It's how sneakers connect to skate culture through hundreds and thousands of Nike SB collabs.
And it's also how sneaker culture and hype culture stay diverse and relevant, you know, connecting with new voices and new artists, whether it's like Cardi B and Reebok or Melody Ehsani and Jordan, or today's guest, the OG, the original one, Vashti Cola, who was the very first woman to collaborate on a Jordan. But we're going to get into all that and more on this episode, Collab Central, on Collab With Me on Saying History of Heat.
Okay. One, two, three. History of Heat.
Ooh, coming back in on that music. Oh, boy. Listen to that. That Cherry Red Impala 1964 on Daytona's. All right, Dan, we already mentioned it, but we're going to be talking about collabs and just like the influence of collabs in sneakers, just but in culture as a whole. You know, we got your major ones, right? You know, people collabing with Jordan, celebrities collabing with Jordan, things like film and movies, you know, like even thinking about things that may not even be official collabs, you know, like a Freddy Krueger dunk or something like that.
Yeah.
But I also want to talk about how some of these brands we wouldn't expect to have used collaborations have raised their stock in the cultural realm, like Crocs, for instance, you know?
The Heataverse.
Whoa.
That's it. I'm done. I'm done for the whole day.
Welcome to History of Heat. Isaiah, we're going to get into all this. I'm very excited about it. We're going to be getting your favorite collabs, my favorite collabs. We're going to be doing the Prices Hype with our best friend, the person who still hasn't given us our StockX credits, but senior StockX economist, Jesse Einhorn. We're going to be talking to the god, Vashti Cola, DJ, director, designer, first ever woman to design her own Air Jordan, and personal friend of ours. Huh. Did you look at that? Personal friend of ours. How exciting.
How exciting.
How exciting.
I love it.
Now, we've done all the obligatories. So I just want to get into it, Zaya. Do you have a favorite collab, like immediate boom in anything? It doesn't have to be sneakers. It could be clothing, whatever. But is there something that you're always like, oh, man, this is like a grail for me that I don't have or that I do have, but it's like my all time. Like, this is my collab.
Man, that's really hard. There's a lot of really great ones. The first one that pops to my mind, and it's weird because this shoe's kind of dead now, which is crazy to me. I think this shoe is great.
Yeah.
But the first kind of like a grail collab I think of when you say that is an Adidas NMD R1 green camo Bape collab. The black camo is really nice. The green camo is like next level. I remember when they dropped. Mm-hmm. First of all, NMDs were like dunks back then. Like, right. You just couldn't get a pair of them. And this collab to me, when I saw it, I was like, all right, I get it. I get this shoe. This collab is almost perfect to me. But you know me, man. I dabble and I dip, you know? I like a lot of the stuff Kith does. Yeah. I like the Calvin Klein collab. I got the pajamas this year.
Yeah.
They do a lot of great stuff. Palace Ralph Lauren is one of my favorite. I still want the pajama set from that. I have one pair of the loafers.
Yeah.
There are just a lot of good ones. Antisocial Social Club does a lot.
Yeah.
The USPS one was kind of, it was supposed to be a troll, but it ended up being really timely because of the election and all the ballot stuff.
Yeah.
I got a shirt from that. Man, it's like, again, it's hard to say because I own a lot of clothing collabs, shoe collabs, and just collectibles.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there are a bunch I really, really like.
Yeah. Interesting. I would, and we've kind of mentioned it on the show before, but I'll say like the first collab I was aware of, even though I don't, and this might be a question for Jesse down the road, but what is something, a collab versus just like getting the rights to something? Because mine, I would say, is the Mark Echo Marvel stuff from back in the day. It was like I was just like, no way, you know? And then of course,
whoa,
you know, the collab that turned the hood on his head, Fat Albert FUBU.
Was that a collab?
Fat Albert, Platinum FUBU.
Man, that's not surprising to me, but it's surprising to me.
You don't remember it?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
No, you should.
I have to look it up. I need to cop something from that.
Yeah, man. That was the hardest.
That was the hardest.
But I do think like it's always things that, for me, collab in a way that like is something that takes like, and I hate to use the word like nerdy because that's not what I mean, but just something kind of like unexpected, and then that in itself is a collab. Like, weirdly, like, this is like so dumb, but like, I loved all the Disney Gucci collection. Like, I was like,
I think those are cool. Yeah.
I like really loved that. Like, Primitive, the skate brand, did a Dragon Ball Z capsule. I was like, I love this, you know. There's just a lot of things. And I will say, like, in terms of companies that I think mostly knock it out of the park, like, especially given the amount that they do, like, the hundreds, I think, is they really get things where I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have expected that. Like, I wouldn't have expected a Russ and Daughters collab.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they've done other comic book stuff. I think they've done DC most recently.
They also had a really dope Rocky collab. I got the Clubber Lang shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Ivan Drago shorts.
Yeah.
They do trading cards. They've done a Topps collab.
Yep.
Yeah, they're very active in that area. And then there are other, like, then there's companies like Only NY that will collab with like the Metro Transit System and New York Parks, and it just, the levels are crazy, you know. It can go on a very very low level, like a public park, or you have a Gucci North Face, you know it happens on both ends,
right?
And it's really cool. And like you said, it when something unexpected, and I think I hear your hundreds and I raise you a Supreme when it comes to that, because Supreme will do like, they're like, oh, we have a stapler this week, or we have Oreos, or, you know, it's, there's always something. We have Band-Aids. It's like always something you don't expect done in a really cool way, where people will talk about how overplayed that brand is, but it's like they're always doing something different and new. Like,
what's Supreme?
What is it?
What's Supreme?
It's there was a group back in the 50s and 60s called the Supremes. And it's when they're by themselves. It's a singular.
Oh, and they make staplers.
They make staplers.
Oh.
Except for Diana Ross. She kind of just oversees the whole
thing.
Yeah,
she does her own thing.
Yeah.
God, that is so dumb. But think about, like, it's so interesting that we, like, talk about this now, right? Because there's clothing, there's shoes, there's comics, there's all these things, right? There's collectibles. But, like, it really has become bigger than that. Like, I would, you know, like, I raise your Supreme, which is still, here's the thing, Supreme, absolutely ubiquitous amongst the people that know it.
Right.
But I say it goes higher, and I raise you like a McDonald's Saweetie meal. Like, that, I think, is like, it's not the pinnacle of collabs, but you see the influence of the streets in the Mickey D's.
You know what's a sad collab? Do you see the Nelly collab where they made him use his real name on it? The Burger King? The Burger King collab?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's a thing they're trying to do. And they're like, it's so good, I had to put my real name on it. It's just like, why, though? Everybody knows you as Nelly.
Yeah.
That would be like if Cisco did a collab with the Olive Garden. And it's like, it's called, I don't know what his real name is, but it's like,
the
it's called
Trenton meal.
Yeah, the Trenton meal. It's some fried ravioli. A strawberry lemonade.
Oh my God.
And some never ending breadsticks.
Here's the thing. Isaiah is very well versed in an Olive Garden menu because he was just there like 3 days ago.
I was there three days ago. Yeah. My wife wanted to go for her birthday. So I took her to Olive Garden.
Here's the thing. So a lot of people were just like, how romantic is Isaiah? He took his wife to Olive Garden on her birthday.
She asked.
A lot of people are, I'm wondering at home, how romantic is Isaiah? Huh. Well, he took his wife to Olive Garden on her birthday.
Upon request. It was romantic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll say this. Like, I would say the largest collab of recent memory is an Off-White.
That Louis, I went to Louis in Soho. Yeah. I was flexing on teenagers naturally.
Yeah.
I went in there and I saw a lot of that. They still had a lot of that NBA stuff left over, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Just like how much that's here's my thing with stuff like that. And it's also part of my Disney Gucci complaint. It's like, it is something that is like, if, you know, call back to one of our episodes, nostalgic, right? You're getting it for like a nostalgic purpose. And the NBA, not so much because it is a current thing, but like most of us aren't walking around being like, I'm Donald Duck, unless you're one of those weirdos that goes to Disneyland and wears all the pins. You know what I mean?
Or does that thing where, I forget what it's called, but that thing where you dress as a character without dressing as a character. You know what I'm talking about?
No. So it's not cosplay?
It's not cosplay. It's this whole other culture where they dress similar. Like, if you were dressing like Woody, you'd wear like a flannel shirt and overalls and some sort of hat without being like, I'm Woody with a big star and a big boot or whatever on you.
That is embarrassing. It's like,
yeah, it is.
That is embarrassing.
So unless you're one of those people.
Yeah. I would say that, like, it's hard because it's like, I like Gucci as a luxury house, and then I separately like Disney, but the idea of paying Gucci prices for a Disney thing drives me insane.
Oh, it hurts.
In the same way that, like, I love a Louis, I love an NBA. I don't know if I can pay Louis prices for an NBA. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but but I think this is different in, like, I'll say this. I agree. Huh?
You're wrong.
Probably.
Yeah, no,
but I feel like it is hard. But I think the Louis, because the NBA, sure, they have merchandise.
Yeah.
It's not an established fashion thing.
Right.
Whereas, like, Supreme Louis Vuitton hurt me more. Because, gotcha. Like, those were Louis Vuitton prices for Supreme items.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, a box logo that usually would go for, what, $150 retail? Resale, because they sell out like that. I just tried to get a great collab, a box logo collab. Could not get my hands on it.
All right, hey, Jesse, we need you on that. Hey, Jesse Einhorn, we're going to need you on that real quick. I got you.
So, like, I think that's a little bit different. Like, the thing that the Wooi NBA had to offer was just, like, items that you never see. Like, a keepall that had a net on it.
Right.
And a side bag with a net on it.
Yeah.
Or a full suit with the logo in gray, just, like, a print of it.
Right.
Which is insane. It's weird. Just getting into this. This is, I don't want to go off the rails here, but, like... I don't know. Just speaking of that, I just recently saw somebody in that collab in the suit that I'm like, dude, that's a dope
piece
to own. And it's somebody I think that, and I want your opinion on this.
Yeah,
it's someone I think looks bad in everything.
Okay.
And he looks bad in this somehow. Okay. And I was like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
And that man is Spike Lee.
Oh, yeah. It's big, like, dude who dyes his hair energy. It's like,
yes.
You got to let that go.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
Just stop dyeing your hair.
Yeah, you
got to
let it go.
Well, I'll say this. Like, we've really banged on collabs pretty hard here. And when we come back, we're going to talk to the OG herself, the biggest boss's dog lady in the building, Vashti Kola. We'll be right back. People of Earth, ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between. Oh my God. We got a, Isaiah, I want to say a legend.
Yeah.
We got a legend.
I would say that.
In the building.
I was going to say that, but you talk too much,
well,
man.
Okay, well, think of a different word. Think of a synonym for legend.
An icon.
Oh, damn.
That's right.
Damn.
Don't ask me. Don't play with my synonyms game, dog.
Oh my God. We're so excited to have this person. She's truly everything we just said. Director, DJ, fashion designer, everything in between. A multi-hyphenate of a multi-hyphenate. She got so many hyphenates. There's a hyphen between each letter in her name. It makes her name 40 characters long. Everybody, please welcome Vashti Kola. Yay!
Thank you kindly.
Okay, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for asking.
Have you bought any new jewelry recently?
I have acquired some new jewelry.
Yes.
I had a birthday recently, and my husband got me a very fancy blingy ring.
Okay, Vashti showing off the ring. Just real quick, Vashti, you want to give the people at home your home address?
I know, I do not. Actually, I live here at this studio.
Okay, cool. So everyone heard that. Just come to the HeadGum Studio in Brooklyn and take the valuables here. First of all... I think it's safe to say that you are, like, we always use the term, like, OG and blah, 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 but I think that, like, innovator, I know it sounds, like, so corny, but, like, you are truly an innovator in so much of what we're talking about collabs and, you know, street culture, streetwear, all that stuff, so, like, it is truly so great to have you here, and, like, I guess my first question for you is that, like, of all the things you've done... Would you say, and by the way, she's only done two things. out of those two things, Vashti, no, I'm just kidding. Out of all the things you've done, is there any one thing that you think you kind of credit the rest of the stuff of your, you know, success and accolades to, for the sake of argument? Would you be like, it's DJing, it's directing, it's this, it's that?
It's like, a very good question. I think definitely just moving to New York City is the reason why I'm a success for myself. I mean, for whatever... other people have different paths. I think that was number one.
Yeah.
And I think just being interested in all the weird stuff I've been interested in, because at the time it wasn't necessarily considered very cool at the time. But I think being the first woman to design a Jordan was definitely the thing that people always go back to. And I think it continues to open doors for me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious on like how that process was. Like, how was it to work with Jordan on a shoe?
It was unbelievable. Because considering I was a kid who grew up who could not afford Jordans, and then had this like burning obsession with Jordans after that, or because of that, probably it was unbelievable. The process honestly was. It happened for a year. We were going back and forth through the mail, just like looking at swatches and colorways, and I was sending sketches. So it was very, very old school. And because the process was taking so long and I had to sign an NDA and not talk about it, I was almost convinced it wouldn't actually happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they just announced it. So it was sort of like an out of body, like, is this really happening?
Right.
Kind of experience. But
did you have to go through the mail because Michael Jordan doesn't own a computer?
I don't know if that's true or not.
It is true. It is true. Vashti, we fact check everything.
That's probably why. I think it's also because I didn't go to Portland where their offices were. And yeah, it was just the easiest way to look at patterns and colors and swatches and all of those things.
Okay, cool. That feels impossible that that was the easiest way. It feels like someone here could have talked to you.
Right.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Hey, wait, it's my turn. I have a question. Okay. Is there still a dream, Jordan's huge. Absolutely. But do you personally, you're like, I still have like one collab in my head that it doesn't necessarily have to be like a collab, but like something you would like to work on or a company you would like to work with?
You know, I've been wearing so much Carhartt, and my dad always wore it.
Yeah.
And he was a car mechanic. So workwear is definitely something I'm obsessed with. I would love to do something with like a workwear brand, but definitely Carhartt would be cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Why don't we just make that happen?
Okay, let's do it.
It feels like we can. But see, okay, that kind of leads into the next question. Then I know you have one Tuesday, but like, that to me, you're like, oh, there's a story behind that, right? Because like, I mean, I'm a workwear person too. Mm-hmm. Like, I've just, sadly, mine comes, and not sadly, but like, I always like idolized, even when we were in Georgia, like California, LA culture. So I was always like Dickies and lowriders and all that stuff. So like, you know, like the Carhartt thing, like tells a story, like, oh, my dad was this and now I'm doing this. Like, do you think that is necessarily important for you in when you work with people to like have the story, or are you just like, yeah, I just like them?
I think for me, everything that I'm interested in has some sort of like origin story, and that also helped create me, I guess. So I feel like it's important for me because it makes it more authentic. I think any sort of partnership or collaboration has to have a level of authenticity. There are brands that I have had the opportunity to potentially work with that I didn't because I didn't feel like we were aligned in ways. That makes me sound really bougie, and I don't know.
It doesn't. I was literally about to be like, oh, you don't care about money? That's crazy. No, it's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably just some dude at home like listening to this, like banging the table, being like, I hate when they have values.
No, I think the best collabs have an authentic something behind it.
Right.
Like there has to be that driving force. You can just, to me, you can just tell the difference between somebody who's trying to tell a story through a collab and two companies just working together. Like Coca-Cola and Doritos. You're like, okay, I get it. Y'all are trying to move bags of Coca-Cola flavored Doritos. I understand what's going on here. I understand. But like other things, I don't know. You're right. I think there's just something that's better with an authentic tail behind it.
Yeah.
But then like, okay, you see like Crocs and Coca-Cola, right? Like how important is the story to y'all then? Because I just like Coca-Cola because we're from Georgia, and I also like Crocs. Like at some point are the companies so big that you have to be like, I don't care about the story. This is just me being a capitalist pig. Or like, does it always have to mean something to either one of y'all?
I feel like for me, if I'm going to buy something, I'm just going to buy something whatever I like. But I think work-wise, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd agree with that. Like, if you have a reason for buying it, then that's good. Like, Coca-Cola, sure. I also buy a lot of Coca-Cola stuff because we are from Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the water of Atlanta, Georgia. So I just think that I think buying something is just different. It's like, oh, I like this particular thing. You know, some people might be in it for the Crocs. They want red Crocs. Maybe they're Bloods and they need a pair of Crocs.
Okay.
And
they're Bloods who are also just like, oh, I couldn't get regular red ones. So I had to get Coca-Cola Crocs.
Yeah, it's a shade of, maybe it's like a particular shade.
Oh my God, please ask your next question.
So when you're working, when you're directing like a music video or any project, how much do you think about the clothing and what the people are wearing in them to tell a story?
I think it's like a huge part of it. I feel like, you know, it's, I'm kind of, I guess I'm picky. I'm very selective and I want the vision of the whole to sort of be cohesive. So for me, that's definitely a big part. I know that there are some directors probably who don't really care, which I think it sometimes works and some, but sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's really important.
Yeah. That's, yeah, I agree with that too. Vashti, me and Vashti just agree with everything.
Wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay, I'm a Taurus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know what all that means. I know that I'm a Pisces.
That is so stupid. That's what you get. That's what you get. You really tried to play it up and then you bomb.
I don't know. I was asked a question. I know that part of it. I don't know that.
Because you were like, oh, we're so in sync. And then she got you on it. So I'm glad. Vashti, good. I'm glad you called him out. This is embarrassing. I'm so glad to see it happen.
Yeah.
Wait, here's a question. How does a Vashti...
Mm-hmm.
collab with herself?
Oh wow, that's some inception right there. Yeah. I don't even know.
Well, how about this, like of the things you've done, is there something you still haven't, I mean you've kind of hit all the tent poles of culture, are you like, oh, there's like a weird, like I don't know, I want to host like a cooking show or like
oh yeah,
and like I mean like, and don't, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to, but it's like you're a mom now,
right.
Like there's so many that opens a whole other world of like possibility. Are you like, are you going to be like hype mom?
No, no, I'm not. I really do respect and love parents who like have their kids in the, you know, drip and it's, you know, very hype beastie. Yeah. But I'm like, my daughter lived in like a onesie for the first year of her life. And it was like it from Amazon. We weren't even thinking about, you know, like cute looks. I mean, now there's the pressure now that she's almost about to walk. So, but no, I feel like for me, okay, back to your question.
Yeah.
I would love to produce music. That's something I feel like would be the next step for me.
Cool.
And just doing more things within the wellness sphere that speaks to, you know, brown and black folks. Because I think a lot of people in the wellness world, you know, whatever, they have their backstories. But I don't think it really speaks to us.
Yeah, you mean a bunch of white people eating leaves on Instagram doesn't speak to us?
Yeah,
Vashti, I agree. We agree now. Hosea, me and Vashti agree.
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Yes.
And all I know is that in the book that I read once, it was like, you love your mom. I was like, it feels like everyone, like that. You can kind of put that one in anyone because there's also people who don't, you know what I mean? So anyway, I digress.
Right.
Music.
Okay. Yes, music.
I do want to get back to this baby thing.
Yes.
Because me and Isaiah, we're childless.
Uh-huh.
But we do, oh, that's something we all do share. Isaiah truly, anytime he sees like a kid in public with like skinny jeans and like a Nirvana t-shirt and like the Dort glasses, he's like, get that kid away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think because I didn't grow up that way and then I see it, it just kind of feels a little bit excessive maybe.
Yeah.
And then I'm always worried, like if you're setting this kid up for this kind of lifestyle, like what's their adulthood going to be? They're obsessed with things and I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. It feels weird. When you have to start earning your own, like if you don't know how much the Burberry sweatsuit costs when you're 30, like you're gonna be in for a rude awakening.
Right.
You know, and you're like, oh no, I need new pants. So you go to Burberry to get your pants.
Right. Right.
Yeah, your life is ruined.
Well, I come from a little slightly different angle. Like, I just can't imagine a 2.5-year-old like raising their kid, their hands up to their parents, being like, mommy, mommy, take me to Supreme. It's like, there's no way that happens.
No.
Like, if you're, I will say this, like, if your kid knows what Supreme is at 2, you're a bad parent. Like, they should know about cartoons. That's, your kids should be worried about, like, cereal, like, sugary things and cartoons.
Yeah.
Like, anything but outside of that, I feel kind of.
I will say now, having a child, not that I'm at that point yet now, but
oh,
there
here
are.
She goes. Here she goes.
Because I'm a mom, I know. No. Because I see a lot of friends with their kids, and it's like, if their kids are, like, screaming for, like, a specific thing, it's like, at some point, you're just like, okay, fine. Because you're just so exhausted.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on.
You guys, special guest, senior StockX economist, Jesse Einhorn, has something he has to get off his chest.
He's interjecting.
He's interjecting. We have an interjection.
This is an interjection. So we're talking about the kids' Jordans, the kids' sneakers. So we were asked about this. I was trying to like investigate this for like, I think it was like the Wall Street Journal asked about it. And it was like, I was like, well, who's buying what? Like, are the kids buying the sneakers for themselves or are the parents buying the sneakers for the kids? So what I looked at is like, is there a correlation between people who buy adult, like a certain colorway, like a Chicago Jordan 1? Do they also buy the infant-sized Chicago Jordan 1?
Right.
And lo and behold, very high correlation. People are basically like buying the kid sizes and the infant sizes. Like they're just buying the same thing for their kids that they buy for themselves, which is kind of interesting, I think.
That is very interesting.
Thought I would jump in with that.
I was in line once with Yasser for a pair of Yeezy, Clay Yeezys.
We weren't in line, by the way. We never wait in line.
So we were in line. And
we were.
This guy had gotten like 5 boxes of them. And he was pushing, I don't know if you remember this, Yasser, but he was pushing the infant pair the most. He was like, who wants these? Who's grabbing these? Oh, man, these are so dope. I might never sell them. And they're these tiny shoes. It was, he looked ridiculous.
Well, there's a part that you missed. He pulled them out of the box and he was like dangling them in front of everyone. He's like, oh, these are so cute. And he kept
kissing them. How did I forget that?
Because that to me is like, everything is weird
he
as
was
is.
Kissing them.
And I was like, so you're kissing an imaginary bait? Like, what is happening here? And that's what, because like, again, me and Isaiah are from outside Atlanta. So like, not where we grew up was just like, but like, if you went back into Atlanta, the city's crazy. And we were like, if this dude were in Atlanta, he would have been dead 7 minutes
ago.
He would have been
so
jumped.
Crazy he would have been jumped. To see. It was really gross. Now, before we wrap all this up, you know, this is our hard-hitting Barbara Walters journalism style. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you something very personal.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? And we're just like, what's in your bank account? No, I'm just kidding. Is there any, like, we'll use the word collab again, like worldwide collab / influence that like you have been pulling from recently into like your work? Is there something like, I feel like now, and you were kind of talking about this earlier, off recording, but like you've been doing a lot of traveling again, like is there something that like you see kind of happening in a different city or in a different part of the country or wherever, even across the world, that you're like, oh, that's like an interesting like movement. I would like to like somehow work in that sphere or realm or like, I know that's like such a big and kind of loaded question, but I think someone like you who's known for pulling and sourcing such interesting things and like twisting them on their head. It's like, what is Vashti on the lookout for?
Oh my goodness. That's a very good question. I would say what I've noticed now in music is that, especially in Europe, there's like a revival of like trip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that I'm noticing that. I don't know if that has anything to do with me doing a collaboration, but
does that influence the stuff that you're doing now?
Yes.
Like, okay,
it's the music I want to play now. So when I'm DJing, I try and like throw it in there.
Oh, cool,
interesting. So,
there's this girl, Pink Panthers, who's incredible from, I want to say, London.
Oh, yeah. No, I know of her. She's my best friend.
Right, of course. and this other girl, Aaliyah. Mm-hmm.
Aaliyah.
Yeah, so.
Who is Isaiah's favorite artist. So
she's
we've
incredible.
Actually, you just named 2 people we both know already. So.
We're collabing with them right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're coming in next.
Okay.
Any day the mail's going to come and I'm going to be like, this is the next step of our collaboration. Mail slow. It's COVID.
It's good, but once it comes. Vashti, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
She had to fly in from LA just for this podcast.
I did. I couldn't miss it.
And now she's getting on a plane again.
You know, I couldn't miss this.
Nope. And we're just like, can't be Zoom. This is, flying is the new mail for Swatch.
Right.
Swatch mail. But no, seriously, thank you so much.
Thank
is there
you so
anything
much.
You want to plug before you get out of here?
No, this was so short. I wish it was longer. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, hey, you can stay. You want to stay for the next segment?
We can replace Jesse.
Yeah,
I
don't need to be here.
Yeah.
You see how rude he was?
Very rude.
Did I say talking over a black queen to interject?
I didn't even raise my hand.
Oh, my God.
I just started speaking.
At us.
I did.
You screamed at 3 black people.
I did.
Who were just trying to educate the masses. Thank you, Vash.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
you guys. Thank you.
Welcome to StockX, the only live marketplace for what's now and next. From the most historic heat to the latest instant classics, StockX specializes in giving everyone access to what they want and love.
With StockX, you have the power to shop millions of hard-to-find or sold-out products at their true market value.
And thanks to StockX's live marketplace, you have the ability to instantly shop the latest and greatest.
Download the app or sign up online to start buying and selling in a few easy clicks.
That's right. You can use the code HISTORYHEAT for free shipping on your first purchase of any order of $240 or more.
Start shopping at StockX.com. Access the now.
Isaiah, oh my God, man, we're back, man. We in the building for real.
You always, when we come back, you always say that like it's a surprise. Like, oh my God, we're back.
Oh my God. Can I do this? Can I go, oh my goodness. No. We back in the building.
I don't think you can do that.
Oh, we gonna do it. It's already done. It can't be edited out now.
So anytime I buy a big clap, I'm always worried about, is this thing real? Is it authentic? Yeah. Am I getting Gucci or am I getting Stanley Tucci?
That's what you're worried about?
So, you know, why not talk to a real life authenticator from StockX to see what we should be looking for, what they're looking for? And that's why we have Justin Wupas on here.
Oh, yeah. The biggest homie. I'm going to call him the king authenticator.
Yeah, he's number one.
He's number one.
He said he's better than all of his coworkers.
Yeah, he said, can we get just a clip of us saying that so he can play it over the loudspeakers to everyone at work, or just send them the audio file, which we'd be glad to do. Ladies and gentlemen, every kind of person in between, make some noise for Justin Wupas, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
What's up, Big J?
What's going on? I appreciate it. First of all, I just want to say I did not say all of that.
You did.
We're gonna, absolutely.
And we're just, I don't know who the president of StockX is, but he also
We don't have audio recording proof, but you said it.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, that's enough for everybody else. Yeah.
And you have it tattooed on your back, which you didn't have to go that far. We got a little bit of questions for you, Big J, boss dog, Mr. Woof Woof. Okay. So first of all, I think people know, like, based off of, like, title alone what your job is. But can you just give us, like, the description of what you do for someone who, like, again, not like me or Isaiah, but listener at home who's just like, oh, what does that job actually entail? Go ahead and give us a rundown. Yeah.
So basically, it's just basically what the title says, is an authenticator. I like to consider ourselves the Banksys of sneakerheads or sneaker authentication, because they know what we do, but they don't know who we are or what we look like.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, basically, shoes come into the building. We verify that the shoes are real or if they're fake. And we send it out. That's basically, you know, in a nutshell, what we do.
Yeah.
But if you want to go through, like, the daily routine of what we do, I can go ahead and break that down for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how did you learn how to be an authenticator specifically? What do you look for? Those are the kind of questions I have.
Yeah, for sure. So before I started, you know, I've been a sneakerhead. I've been collecting since I got out of high school. You know, I'm dating myself, but I started collecting SBs when they were hot. You know, I started with the pink boxes. Yeah. So I've had some sort of knowledge from there. But so basically from the start, we look at the box first. You know, that's basically what I look for, what most authenticators look for right before we even open the box up and take a look at the shoe, because you could tell a lot from the color of the box, the texture, the box label itself as far as the font, and just the overall cleanliness of the box. And then, you know, onto the shoe, right? We're looking at just the overall quality, the stitching of it, the material, making sure the leather, whatever the material may be, is just like top notch, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, just going from there. Some fakes are really bad.
Yeah.
Some fakes are really good, but
that's
always
what I
something.
Was gonna ask. Like, have you ever like have you ever been duped? Then like another person is like, "No, Justin, it's fake."
I mean, there's like the really really good fakes.
Yeah.
Like the first couple batches on releases are horrible. Like you can tell right off the bat, it's fake.
That is so crazy. Like because and here's the thing, I feel like, and I know Isaiah also Jesse to a lesser extent, because he's a nerd who wears glasses, but not me. I only wear contacts. I feel like, you know, as someone like you, clearly it is your job, so it's a much different level. But it's like, I'm like, I guess if someone put two Jordans in front of me, two Jordan 1s, I'd be like, oh, I think I could tell the real from the fake. But sometimes, like, just walking on Canal Street, I'm like, are those real Yeezys or not? Like, are those stolen Yeezys you're selling to me, or are those fakes? Because that's how good they are. Like, I'm like, how are you, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, how are you getting the Marsh colorway that well? You know what I mean? Or like, you know, when they say the thing, we're like, oh, it's made in the same factory. I'm like, okay, just, man, just be honest with me. You know what I'm saying? So like, that part of it feels so crazy to me, because you in particular have to like get like, I mean, is there ever a point where it's like, oh, we actually have to scan like the QR code inside the shoe to make sure? Or like you can pretty much tell like it's a glue thing, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's, we see more than the average sneakerhead sees, right? We maybe like 100, 200 pairs of the same shoe a day. So it's like, if one thing is off, we can tell like automatically. And I'm not talking about a, you know, a factory defect, or like, oh, the stitching's off by 2.1 centimeters. Right.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't know. You just have to feel it, to look at it. And you could tell right away. But like you said, if you're walking down the street, they might have the best pair of fakes and you wouldn't even know it.
Right.
Like, even sometimes when we get fakes in the building, it's like, wow, this is a really good fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We got to
call
them.
But they're missing this.
Yeah. When I lived in L.A., I would go to this corner store every single day. And the dude there was obsessed with the Yeezys. And I finally... right before I went one day, I hit on confirmed. I got my first pair of Yeezys ever, which were a pair of Beluga 2.0s. Yeah. I wore them, and he's like, man, those are fire. I got to get some Yeezys. So like 3 weeks later, he's like, yo, I got some 350s. And I looked at his feet, and there were these bright red Yeezy 350s. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, like, that colorway does not exist.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? It's just so, sometimes it's just so painful. So I just let him have it. I was just like, oh, man, those are dope.
Yeah.
You know? But it's to have a, I don't think he knew that they were fake. I think he just saw, like, the silhouette and was like, oh, I like this red color that doesn't exist. And bought them, but I didn't know. I don't know if I did the right thing or the wrong thing.
Some people don't even care. They see something dope and they're like, oh, I'm just going to get that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was in, I went to the Philippines a couple of years ago. That's, you know, the motherland for me.
Yeah.
And there's this mall that all they sell are fakes. And there was this one, it was a Yeezy with an off-white text on the side, like the off-white belt.
A collab.
Yeah, that's and I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Oh, so, my God. So, wait, I have a question for you. Is there a shoe that you haven't authenticated yet, or, like, held in person that you want to, just for the sake of, like, damn, I've never seen this shoe in real life?
I can't even think of anything, to be honest, because, you know, I feel like I've seen almost everything that's come in, you know, including, like, one of my favorites was the, you know, the Air Mags.
Yeah.
That came in. So, you know, I've basically seen it all, not to like talk highly about myself, but, you know, being an authenticator, you get to see everything that, you know, a person may not ever get to see unless you're like going to like a flight club or something.
Right.
You know, or looking at it like that. But
God, that's so ill.
So for you, what is the hardest shoe or item you've ever had to authenticate, and why was it so hard to authenticate?
So I guess, just like I said, it was probably the Air Mag, because we don't see it often.
Right.
I've probably seen it only twice come through at our authentication center. And, you know, when you break it down and you authenticate the shoe, it's not too hard to authenticate. But the fact that it's like $35,000, you know, reselling, right. It's like, my name is on that shoe. I'm processing and passing this shoe to make sure that it's authentic. And if it comes back, it's on me, right? So it's kind of like the pressure of authenticating a shoe more so than it being like a difficulty.
Yeah. Dog, that's wild. Okay, so here's final question for you, and then I'm going to make you come to my house and confirm that everything I've ever bought is a fake.
Let's go.
What is the most common counterfeit item you see?
Counterfeit. So when I started about 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was more so Yeezys, Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
But now I think as years progressed, people saw that we actually can authenticate sneakers.
Yeah.
So I think the most we see are the more valuable, the higher collabs, like a Travis 1, mm-hmm. or, you know, any high-end collab, an Off-White Jordan 1.
Yeah.
Because they think they might pull a fast one on us. And for the most part, that's really what we see now. Everything else that gets rejected more so is they try to pass a used shoe or like a wrong size, or they accidentally send the wrong colorway because it looks exactly the same almost. But
gotcha.
Yeah, as far as fakes, it's more so the higher end collabs that we see.
Dog, that's wild. I will say, like, or there's one more question. Are you just, you just do sneakers, or do you all of you have to do everything? Like, do you have to be like, oh, this is a real Rolex?
I only do sneakers. Sometimes I can do some collectibles.
Yeah.
Like Funko Pops, Bear Bricks, stuff mm-hmm, like
right.
that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And cool. Some others are trained to do both sneakers, streetwear, and handbags as well.
But, gotcha.
Yeah, other than that, it's more so just sneakers for me.
Living that shoe life, Justin. Right.
Love
Living
it.
Living that yeah. shoe life. Yo, thank you so much for taking the time. And do you have anything you want to plug? An Instagram account, a business, whatever, a mixtape?
No mixtape, but just shout out to all my authenticators worldwide at StockX. You guys can follow me on social media, j.originals. And that's that.
All right, here we go. Here's the final question, dog. Are me and Isaiah real or are we fake?
Are we authentic?
I don't know, man.
Are we authentic, bro? Is we real or is we fake?
I guess I'll consider you guys verified authentic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
You hear that, Mom?
Yeah, Mom.
You hear that, Mom?
That's why we knew you was a liar. All right. Hey, Jay, for real, thank you for spending your time with us, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
And everyone back at home listening, now you know if your shoes come and they're fake, it is Justin's fault, specifically. All right, have a good one, Justin.
All right, I appreciate
Take
it.
Care, Thank dog.
You.
All right, we are back with History of Heat, Isaiah. And we have a, I don't want to say special guest. He's not special. You know what I mean?
He's a guest.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
I'd be happy with guests.
Oh, my God. And now he's already talking.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Jesus Christ. I guess we should just get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the price of hype with your senior StockX economist and our best friend, the guy who truly, a few episodes ago, promised us $10,000 in StockX credits.
And he said every week he doesn't deliver on it, it doubles.
Yeah, that's
and
the big.
Nothing. Nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Can I say this, Zaya? Feels racist. I was just saying, feels racist. Here's your senior StockX economist, ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Einhorn.
Thanks, guys. thanks for having me. I don't know. What do I say to an intro like that?
Here,
yeah.
Jesse.
appreciate it. Yeah, we're talking about collabs today.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned something earlier. We're going to get in a little Q&A, a little back and forth, a little testing of knowledge. Mentioned earlier, like, unauthorized collabs, because sometimes the biggest collabs, if you look at like hype on StockX at least, are these unauthorized collabs, are the ones that aren't legitimate in the eyes of the law and the Lord. So let's talk about that Freddy Krueger dunk. Do you know a little about the Freddy Krueger dunk?
Yeah,
it's like a legendary. Maybe you can like set it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's a very valuable SB dunk that looks like Freddy Krueger's sweater.
Yeah.
It is very rare and it's very pricey.
Yeah. I believe it was canceled because DreamWorks sued Nike SB.
Oh,
that was like
I did
a,
not know that.
It was a lot. It was a, there was a lawsuit and there was like an early, this was before cancel culture. So this was like early cancel culture.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't use these fabrics. You can't use these patterns. And so there were very few of these Nike SB dunks in existence. I think they went for like, they retailed for whatever, $100. There are ones online at the time, discount for $40. Now they go for, and we'll see if you remember this, apparently I mentioned it before, what price do they go for now? The average price this year.
Oh man, I said 50 before, but I actually think it's 25.
I'm going to say 30.
$20,000. $22,000.
Oh yes.
But a little bit over.
Hey, that's a nightmare. Zaya, Jesse got it. It's a nightmare.
I get
it. Was
it.
Great.
Yeah, but you
great.
Did you like
a
it?
A nightmare of a price.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
What are the most valuable Crocs on StockX right now? Ooh. Crocs are huge.
Right.
I don't know if you
noticed. Man.
They are blowing up. What are the most valuable Crocs on StockX right now? And it's a collab.
Yeah, I think it's the Post Malone ones are the only ones I could think of.
It's tough. This is really hard for me because they have so many collabs that I cannot think of one right now.
Right. Yeah,
it's like, I'll go with Post Malone as well.
Yeah.
Post Malone is valuable, but there is a Takashi Murakami complex con pair of Crocs that goes for any guess? Any guess ballpark?
Okay, Crocs are usually $30. I would say like I'm gonna go with $2,000, like the price of one of his prints.
I'm gonna say $5,000.
All right, it's a little lower. It's about $1,000.
Okay,
that's still insane.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah,
it's insane
it's
for insane. A car.
Yeah, they're it's just rubber.
The Post Malones are right beneath it. It's that they're like $800, $700 right now.
How much are the Guy Fieri ones?
The Fieri ones didn't really blow up the way we thought.
Okay, I'm going to buy some then.
That's an interesting one where I thought they'd be huge.
Me
and,
too.
And they didn't really crush. The other big ones I would mention are we talked about the Post Malone, we talked about the Complex Con ones.
Yeah.
There is a pair of Luke Combe Crocs that sell very well. There's a Chinatown Market pair.
Yes.
That's like $300 or $400. A couple Chinatown Market pairs. And then there is the Lightning McQueen, that pair that came out to collab. Anyway,
you could have kept Steve McQueen. I could have kept after him.
It is. Is it named after Steve McQueen? Yeah, the cars one.
The Chinatown Market, are those the ones that are like covered in grass?
Yes, the grass ones. Mm-hmm. There's a couple different pairs, but the grass one are the really valuable ones.
Yeah.
So Crocs, they're like one of the fastest growing brands on the marketplace. They were up. Trades of Crocs on StockX were up like 400% this year. They're now like a top 7, top 8 footwear brand on the marketplace.
Oh my gosh.
Which is crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they never, it was like, the Crocs didn't even trade on the platform like 2 years ago, three years ago. They were an afterthought. And I think the story there, I think it's like more than any other brand, I think the story behind Crocs is a story of collabs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, it is the example of a brand that has, partnered with the right people, told the right stories, done kind of out of the box, crazy things, gotten all of this attention, and now it's massive.
Yeah.
Real quick, another, interestingly, this question of designer brands, luxury brands doing all these streetwear collabs and hype collabs. We did a little analysis. We looked at like what luxury brand is doing the most, is the most collaborative luxury brand. I was kind of interested to see if you guys could guess.
Ooh, that
which
was
luxury?
I'll give you like a few. There's obviously some big ones are Dior, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Comme des Garçons. So of those four, which do you think have been the most collaborative if you count up the total number of collabs that sell on StockX?
Man.
Ooh, this is hard.
Yeah. Here's where I come in, because I'm like, you want to say Comme des Garçons, but I'm like, they've really just done like three big collabs and they just keep pushing those three collabs over and over and over again. But it seems like it's proliferated more. Damn. But I do weirdly feel like Dior is always doing something. But then I'm like, wait, it's always usually like just like Hajime Soyorama, I believe, if I'm saying the name right. Like, it just feels like, but then I'm like, wait, but then they did do Cause. And like, so I'm like, maybe it's actually
Cause stuff is so good.
Yeah. I do think I'm going to go with Dior, weirdly. It doesn't feel like I should, but I think that's what I'm going to go with.
I'm going to go with Comme des Garçons.
Those are the top two. Comme des Garçons is number one. You've got Bape, you've got The North Face, you've got Supreme. You got Stussy, there's a Nike,
the foam posits,
Cactus Plant Flea Market. Mm-hmm. There's just a ton of them. But Dior was number two, so
okay,
second place.
Damn,
not bad.
Interesting, because all you really to me is like I just constantly see the
damn
Converses.
Jesse said second place, not bad. He thinks it's bad.
I mean, it's there's only two places.
There's only two places.
If there were like 50
places,
it would be really impressive.
Not bad.
Okay, well,
I picked up on that.
Jesse was at the insurrection on January 6th, so I'm not too worried.
All right, so we're back. We're going to do this lightning round again. We're going to ask you guys a few quick questions, kind of test your knowledge. So we're going to start out with you know, Kanye and the Gap. This is another dollars question. How much do you think is like, how much are people willing to pay for that Kanye Gap collab on StockX? What's the most that hoodie is going for? And special bonus, if you can guess the colorway.
I want to say that, because it retailed for 99, mm-hmm. right?
90,
retailed
yeah.
for 99. Okay. I would say 500, and I would say red.
I'm going to go 1,000. It's tough. I'm in between two colors because Kim Kardashian was seen wearing a color, and I feel like that would help the price go up. But there's also the black sold out the fastest. So there's that. I'm going to go with the Kim Kardashian. She wore the purple. I'm going to go with $1,000 for the purple.
Wow. Okay. So first of all, very close on the actual price. $899 is the most expensive hoodie we've sold.
Whoa.
$899. Exactly. Crazy for a $90 hoodie. But it's actually, you know, it's interesting. You're like Kim Kardashian, which is more important, the fact that Kim wore it or the fact it sold out. The sold out mattered more.
It's the black. Okay.
Way more limited, way less supply. Mm-hmm. And so the prices on that are wild. And, you know, we talked about that in the episode. When you have these like super limited products, the prices just go wild. So that black hoodie is going for like three or four times what the other colorways are going for. So if you want the black hoodie, then you're going to have a hard time. What else we got? Okay. So this is fun. This is about like, you know, what real world event, you know, so the market's always moving. StockX market's always kind of adapting to like real world events. So I'm going to give you three real world events that sort of shape the market and increase trades. And you can tell me which of these three increase trades the most. One is Travis Scott wearing SB Dunks on his Instagram. One is Mina Harris's husband wearing Dior Jordans at the inauguration. And the other is Beyonce wearing a white Telfar bag. So which of those three was the most impactful?
Interesting. Because I do know when Beyonce wore the Telfar bag, he came out himself and said, my prices will never change. He put it on his website. But that doesn't mean it didn't drive prices through the roof on StockX. Then Travis Scott wearing him on his Instagram feels like, I go Travis Scott.
I'm going to say, I know the Dior Jordans did go up quite a bit after that moment. I'm going to say the Telfar bag.
So yeah, you are correct. It is the white Telfar bag being worn by Beyonce. I'll first give the other answer. So when Travis wore those SB Dunks, we found that prices went up between like 30% and 50%. Same for trades. You know, decent. Okay. Yeah. Decent, but not crazy. With the Dior Jordans, we actually didn't see much increase in trades because it was such an expensive sneaker. So
yes.
it was like there was a lot of searches for it, but it didn't really affect the price too much. And then for the Telfar bag, trades and searches all went up 500% for that bag. Prices went up a little bit, but mostly just like the amount of demand went just absolutely wild. So they went up 500%. Beyonce has this, you know, has this incredible power. She's a tastemaker.
She is.
You heard it here first.
She's not a great Lion King movie maker, but she is a good tastemaker. She is a tastemaker.
By the way, I will say, me and Zaya got our mom two Telfar bags for Christmas, like in like 2016 or maybe 2017. So our mom is the actual tastemaker. Just want to put that out there.
Yes.
It's not Beyonce. It's our mom, Vicky.
All right, we're back, Zaya. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? We're back in a big way. We're back in a major way. Things is getting real grimy right now. And you know what we're about to do right now? We're about to forecast some heat. We always talk about heat, how it has existed. But what about heat of the future? And how that heat might be forecasted? That's what we are here to do today.
Now, I know like Elijah Muhammad.
Oh.
Like Elijah Muhammad.
Fall. What if I just was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I sound just like Elijah Muhammad.
Now, we've talked about collabs that have happened. We had the God Vashti on here, one of the OG collaborators.
Yes.
Now it's like we have, you know, Jesse was talking about, you know, Crocs collabs. And like, I just feel like there's so many ones that have just dropped recently. Yeezy Gap has been like gigantic.
Oh man, I love my Yeezy Gap stuff.
It's all of it is fire, you know. And people, here's the thing: hate the sin, love the sinner. I love Kanye West. but I say say. That's the only thing I have to say. Like, what do you think is on the horizon in terms of like major collabs? Right, like we talked about Saweetie doing something with McDonald's. You know, like what in collab with, or you know, Kanye with Gap. Like, who do you think is on the horizon, or what would you like to see on the horizon?
I've got two answers.
Yeah.
To this.
Okay.
My first answer is. The next major artist I would kind of like to see that I think is kind of overdue for another real shot at a collab is Young Thug.
Interesting.
I think Young Thug is super popular with everyone. He's a super creative person.
Yeah.
And he had those Young Thug Runner ones that was just an Adidas shoe they redid and put some different colorways on it.
Right.
I had a pair of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was like a real crack wasn't at him.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the same license that Travis Scott had, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I would like to see him get a shot at some, either like, I mean, how could Dolce and Gabbana do DJ Khaled, but they wouldn't do, you know, Young Thug? To me is crazy.
Yeah.
So my other thing, Young Thug's one. Like, I would like to see Young Thug get some run, Gucci something.
Yeah.
I see like foreign media more often, whether it's like a BTS, whether it's anime, whether it's something like Squid Game. I think that because it's become so much more digestible for Americans, that they're gonna start, people are gonna start collaborating with media, whether it be TV, music, film, from places overseas that are very popular.
Dude, those are both really good answers. Mine was just gonna be Muhammad Ali and Burger King, but I feel like yours is better. I'm kidding, by the way. It'd be so weird and dark. No, I think to go with off both things you said, the Young Thug one is like, it's so interesting because we're always talking about him. Me and you in particular, me, you, and our sister Brett are always just like, did you listen to a new thing? Yada, yada, yada. He's always putting out new music. And I'm like, oh yeah, he hasn't. Like, he did have that one weird like spider collection. It was just a clothing line that he kind of did a year ago, maybe a little bit longer. But it's like, what does a true Young Thug thing look like? A Young Thug shoe, a Young Thug hoodie. You know what I mean? He's like minimal and very creative. Like, yes, he's loud, but he's like loud in the sense that like he's wearing like, you know, a purple Japanese dress, but it's not just like he's wearing like face paint and doing all the other things that people do. So to your point on that end, I think who I'd like to see get a shot that I think he kind of went loose on this last one because it's actually pretty recent, but I want to see a real one because me and you kind of agreed on this. I would like to see a true Kid Cudi shoe, like not that weird Adidas thing that kind of just came out again. Like, it was just like it wasn't like a Forum High, but kind of like that.
Yes.
It was just like something similar. I'm like, just design one from the ground up. Like, you know, at this point, again, I don't want to get into the logistics and economics of it, but they can make a shoe for cheap. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that, like, I also just watched his documentary, which I thought was really cool. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. It's called A Man Named Scott. But I was like, I would like to see a clear-headed, conscious of his, you know, everything and his artistry, Cudi. Like, do something that's, like, nostalgic to the, like, when he first dropped. I mean, like, I think that we all kind of agree when that first album came out, it was, like, a cultural bomb.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it really set a tone.
Oh, man.
So it's, like,
I was just in film school and In My Feelings and that album came out.
I'll say this. Man on the Moon made me realize I had feelings. Like, I was like, oh, my God. I'm sad. I'm this guy, you know. But I think that's my thing, or my, you know, quote unquote dream collab and or thing that I think is going to happen. I weirdly think it's probably right around the corner. But I gotta say, and I'd love to get your opinion on this last collab before we wrap up, but Adult Men who got a Billie Eilish collab Nikes, how do you feel about those people, Zaya?
I want this on wax.
Yeah.
I think that they should have their computers confiscated and cleared out and examined by the FBI.
Yeah.
I don't think a 30 plus year old man should be running around in Billie Eilish sneakers. It is insane to me. You are not a Billie Eilish fan, right? Like, you're not listening. You're like, no, her songs really speak to me. It's like, they don't. If you buy them, please resell them to a teenager. Because if not, you're a really sketchy bro.
Yeah,
you might as well just have a white van. You might as well just own a white van.
Yep. And that's how we're going to wrap up this episode. We want to thank everyone who came on. First of all, best friend, senior StockX economist, Jesse Einhorn, who is in a studio with us. We want to thank Vashti Kola for blessing us with her presence as well. She's got some really big stuff on the way. Make sure you guys stay followed up with her on Instagram, at Vashti. And we will catch you guys in the future.
Oh, we also have a collab coming out with Hood Hat.
Oh yeah,
we have our own collab.
Oh yeah, Jesus Christ, that's so funny. I truly at the beginning of the episode was like, hey, make sure we plug our own thing.
We have we did round one with Hood Hat, just a dope hat company. Sold out.
Model Boys truly is a movement.
Sold out. Part two's coming early next year, y'all.
Last time was a black wool and a khaki corduroy, and this time we're doing a 6-color drop. Different styles, different
materials,
different fonts. We're playing with fonts. So it's gonna be crazy. But you guys be on the lookout for that. Follow at Hood Hat, or I believe it's at Hood Hat USA, perhaps.
At Hood Hat USA.
Yeah. And we will catch up with all of y'all soon.
Was a HeadGum original.